We're in Anaheim. It's the Kruk and Kipe Show. And we had the privilege yesterday of watching Shohei Ohtani. And he is a great story, and we haven't really talked about him, but we are today, and we're going to do that right after this. Game two of this series here in Anaheim. It's the Kruk and Kipe Show. And you know what, Mike? We can't avoid the subject anymore. We have to address it. Did you think this Ohtani thing was going to work or not?
I thought eventually. I thought because of his size, he's 6'4", 210-pound guy. I just thought that he wasn't going to be a hitter. I just didn't. You know, tall hitters are a disadvantage because they're tall. They got long swings. I thought, you know, he would develop into a pitcher. But even when I saw him pitch, I just didn't think he had a true command of a lot of things. He had good stuff, but, I mean, just really raw. But I never even thought that he had a chance to hit.
Well, I didn't know if it was going to work. I guess the way the Angels are doing it, where he has the off day before, off day after, and then he DHs. I think in some ways it shows everybody what a great, great athlete he is. But in other ways, it really kind of hampers what he can do. I want to see him in the field. As great as he can run, as fast as he is, I would like to see the kid play in the outfield somewhere.
Well, the very first time I saw Aroldis Chapman, who is an absolute perfect throwing catapult.
He's a gazelle.
You know, you looked at his lower body and his legs and his foundation were extremely athletic. And then I saw him running one day from foul line to foul line, and I totally got the whole thing.
He's a wide receiver.
He absolutely. Yeah. If he had been raised in the States, Chapman would have been a football player. Well, the same thing can be said about Ohtani. I saw him running in the outfield in spring training. And, I got a chance to see him up close. And I mean, he's got the same foundation. He's got great legs. He does. He has athletic legs. And when you watch him stride, long strides, I mean, usually when guys run from foul line to foul line, at some point in time they start running backwards. You know, they get the lean, not him,
right. Just
effortless. So I'm not really surprised at the athleticism that he has exhibited since he's come to the big league level. I still think, though, he's tall. It's going to be at some point in time when they figure him out, it's going to be hard for him to hit here. I still feel that way. But he is going to be a big leaguer for a long time, and he's going to be a good one.
We watched him yesterday. His first time up, he had kind of an Ichiro swing on his first base hit.
Yeah, a split finger that was a good pitch.
Yeah. And then later on, he showed more of a swing you might see from someone that wasn't raised in Japan. But it would be really hard to say he's Ichiro-like with power. And that's probably not fair because he's obviously he's built a lot more different than Ichiro is. But you can see that they're from the same country when they swing the bat.
Similar approach, no doubt. Well, there's a flatness about his swing that is very much like Ichiro's. And the thing about Ohtani, which I think is impressive, is that flatness goes down to the low part of the zone. He's not like a classic 6'4" guy that starts to loop and have an uppercut when you throw him down and in. But I do believe that he's a puzzle right now. I do believe that the pitchers are trying to figure him out, and I do believe that they will figure him out. It's just going to be interesting to see how he adjusts once they figure him out, how the game goes back and forth. They adjust to him, he adjusts to them, and back and forth. But you cannot take one – You cannot say the guy's not a great athlete, because he is.
Oh, my goodness.
Remarkable.
I'll bet, like you said, if he was raised in this country, he'd have been a terrific guard, terrific basketball player.
Yeah, he could have basically done whatever he wanted to do.
Wide receiver, doing whatever, maybe a quarterback even. But he's not that good, because he's not in the lineup tonight. Can't believe we wasted this show.
It's Kruk and Kipe on baseball.
Come on.
Enjoy this.
So get him in the lineup, for crying out loud.